Hey, hello everybody. Hi, Adam.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Zone, did you get the safer? I think you did, right?
Yes, okay.
Okay, good. We delivered it, yeah. Okay. All right, so we are up to the fascinating chapter, in case it was ever shver to anybody. What's the difference between Yir Shamayim and Yir Aschet? I was always kind of wondering that. We say it in the Rosh Chodesh benching, that there's two things, right? When we're Mevarish Rosh Chodesh, so Yiratzon Mofanecha, Shviya Chodesh, Tavarach Aleinu Chodesh Hazeh. And one of the things we say there is Chaim Shel Yir HaShemayim V'Yir HaShchet. Right? So what are these two things? So Chaim explained beautifully, Yir HaShemayim, you're afraid of hurting Hashem, etc. You want to do the right thing. Yir HaShchet is you're afraid of Chet itself. Chet is poison. Chet is brings in bad koiches into the person. Chet is something that if you're able to, you just stay away from. It's like poison. You don't think about, you know, how's it going to affect you? Is it not going to affect you? You know, is it good or not? You just stay away. And the darga of Yir HaShchet is that a person will stay away from it, for the sake of chet. So Reb Chaim here is Mechadish, interesting thing. He says that this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect tzaddikim from averus, because according to the level of someone's Yir HaShchet, means they treat chet so severely. They treat it with so much, you know, distance, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the tzaddik will never bring that chet upon himself. Hashem will protect him from being nichshal in that chet. That's what Reb Chaim says at the end of the last paragraph of this chapter, page 181 in this copy. He says, "Hine kol ma she'adam misrachek u'misyarei me'aveira keneged zeh shomrim oisim min hashamayim shelo yikoshel u'kemidas zihirusoi u'pachdoi keneged zeh yishmeruhu kemoi she'noida lanu ma'isim mikol gdolei Yisrael," that they were protected from chet. Right, that there were stories that people were going to eat something and they decided not to eat it, and it turned out that it was treif. All sorts of different stories. They even have a story here about Reb Chaim himself. Unbelievable story that Reb Chaim got into a car. Someone came to pick him up for a bris, and the car didn't start. And the guy starting, he's like, he's a Baal Tshuva, and he's sitting in the car and he's trying to take Reb Chaim. Car didn't start. So he got out of the car, and then he went to a different car. So someone asked him, "By the way, what's with the car?" He said, "I don't know. The car's great, but I borrowed the car from my father." "Oh, what does your father do?" So it turns out that his father, his money was treif money, and he bought the car with the treif money, money that was used from unhalachically valid sources. And therefore, he was protected from going in the car. That's what they wanted it to say. But Al Kopanim, there's many stories like that with many tzaddikim, and it's a Gemara really. The Gemara says the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not mevi takala al yadam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect the tzaddik from coming near chet. So, but a person doesn't really care. So Hashem's not going to put forth the effort to make sure that he's protected. You yourself don't care all that much. You yourself don't care all that much. I'm not going to go out of my way to protect you. So, and that's what Chaim says is the balance of Yir HaShchet with sin. Yir HaShchet is a distance a person takes from sin. It's a beautiful machshava, and it's a beautiful level. And I think now we're going to come Rosh Chodesh and we say Chaim Sheyesh Bem Yir HaShemayim V'Yir HaShchet. Now we know what the two things are. My Yir HaShemayim is I'm afraid to go against the word of Hashem, but Yir HaShchet is the chet itself is scary. I don't want anything to do with chet. Okay. So that was Ois Yud. He goes on to Ois Chaf, and he goes on to Kibud Av Va'Em. Now, Kibud Av Va'Em, as is in the halachic sphere, has a lot of halachas to it, and it's very complicated in halachas. But he's going to talk about the Musar element. And he says like this, Kibud Av Va'Em hu mechamur shebechamures. It's one of the hardest mitzvahs to keep, and it's a chomer mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that if you mess up, it's serious. Mitzvah zuki b'ravim va'anshar mafurish b'Torah, and the schar and the oinish is explicit in the Torah that a person will get long life for doing this mitzvah. Okay, now this is the only mitzvah in the whole Shas that it actually says about this mitzvah that the nisayon of doing the mitzvah properly is so great that Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ashrei mi shaloi chaman." It's praiseworthy someone who never saw his parents. Meaning, if someone never had the nisayon of kibud av v'em, he's better off than someone that had to have the nisayon and see how he manages. So basically, kibud av v'em is ein ladavar soif. It's basically, you know, you don't know really what the end is. And probably if a person would try to do what a little bit for his parents, what they did for him, it probably would be impossible. So it's the only mitzvah. The mitzvah Gemara doesn't say this about other mitzvahs. It doesn't say, oh, I hope you don't have money so you don't have the nisayon of lending with ribbis. Right? It doesn't say, oh, you know, all these mitzvahs. It doesn't say that by anything else. But kibud av v'em, no. It's such a big nisayon that it's better. Had it been better, that we wouldn't be put in this situation. Right? Now, Lamaisa, he continues and he says, chol metzar av v'em, someone that causes tzar. It's another level. Not only doesn't give them kavod, he gives them tzar. It's causing tzar to the Shechina itself. And even to do it with dibor and other ways is inappropriate. Now, Lemaisa like this. It's well known, but I'll speak it out anyway. Why is it so chamor? Why is this so chamor? And the reason it's so chamor is because society cannot function without this mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is based on the idea that there's a Messiah. And if a person will just decide that they'll do whatever they want, and they you know, I landed out of the blue, I'm here, you know, before me, after me, doesn't matter. I live in my own little Arba Amos, and I can do what I want, then they're missing the fundamental. The whole concept of having a Messiah, you're part of a chain. What you do affects the people before you. What you do affects the people after you. This is, you know, you can't be a selfish person just thinking about my own today and my own tomorrow. You have to realize you're part of a chain. You're part of the people that started before you. You will affect the people that come after you. And when a person takes themselves out of that and they just say, well, I don't really care, then that's a very, very dangerous statement to the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. Now, we just had in last week's parasha, it says this, kibud av v'em, there's also moira av v'em, right? Moira av v'em is certain ways of showing them awe and kavod. So one of them, you know, is standing up for the parent when they walk in. Does anyone do that nowadays? People don't tend to do that so often. Not only that, a parent feels awkward even mentioning it, right? Why do we feel awkward mentioning it? Because, oh no, it's about the parent. No. We have to realize that for the child to accept the Messiah and realize that he's a child of a parent is very important for the child. So yeah, it's important that they sense this sense of awe, right? Now, if it doesn't mean fear, that Shabbos in the mitzvah of, you know, it says Avavimoy Tira'u. So one of my kids did something that we weren't very happy with. So I got out of my seat. I said, it looks like you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Avavimoy Tira'u right now. You know, that being afraid of the parent is not what it means. It means giving you know, awe to the parent, etc. Now, it says here in the Sefer Charedim, Kasav of Maisa Noira, an incredible story. Shahaya Biyama. Be'echad shepirneses am imoy, he supported his mother. Aval haisa bezuya be'enav, but he didn't care for her. Liyamim matzohu harog mechutz la'ir. So he supported her, Lamaisa. But even though he supported her, he was mevazer. They found him killed on the outskirts of the city. V'ha'arivim nikruis enav. And the ravens had come by and basically were eating out his eyes, which is a keem of the pasuk yikru uha arve nachal. Okay, now he doesn't explain what that midah kenegad midah is, but al kopanim, suffice it to say, it's not a pasuk azach. Okay, now all sorts of shilas about, you know, how to spend, you know, when parents get elderly and different stages in life, the nisayon is more and more, and every person has a different nisayon. But to show kavod, to show appreciation, is pashat that that's really fundamental. It's very, very fascinating thing. So all sorts of chazals about kibud av v'im, and you know, there's a now part of kibud av v'im is that a person should act in a way that will give his parents hana from the way he's behaving, right? That's part of it. If a person says, this will bring my parents a na, they should tell them that. So they should act in that way. Okay? Now, the Gemara tells all sorts of stories about how even to get bezoyin for kibud av v'im, one of the tanaim would get on the floor and allow his mother to step on him. So mamish to do bezoyin to oneself is part of the mitzvah of kibud av v'im. Okay? So, And like we explained before, the point of kibud av v'im is not just the cover for the parent; it's covered for the Messiah, it's covered for the understanding, the concept of where Yiddishkeit is, and that's why they always say that famous idea that it's the last one on the first side of the Aseres HaDibros, because it's a little bit ben adam l'chaveri, but it's a little bit ben adam l'makom. It's the bridge between the two, because it's the way to connect the two. So we'll see tomorrow he brings, or maybe the next day, a whole lot of different stories in Chazal. We'll go through some of them quickly and start the next thing as well. Okay?
Shkoyach. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Okay, very good.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay. There's another wedding tomorrow night. We'll see how that goes.